So moving right along to item five, we have our upcoming presentation from Brown Armstrong on the audit of December 31, 2021. I think we need to move some people over, it looks like. We'll wait a moment. Hopefully I'll not lose my signal again. All right, looks like we have Andy and Brooke with us. There's Henry. So I think we are all accounted for. So Henry, let me turn this over to you to kick us off, and we'll go from there.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the board. We have a presentation of the annual audit for the fiscal year January through December, ending December 31st. The auditors prepare a series of required updates to the board and the annual package, and I'll let them do the presentation of their work. And you have Brooke Baird, and I believe Andy is with us. Andy Paulson?
I am. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hello, Andy. I'll turn it over to you.
Great. Thank you. Pleasure to be here today. For the record, my name is Andy Paulden. Brooke, go ahead and introduce yourself as well.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brooke Baird. I'm your audit manager on the engagement.
Great. So it's our pleasure to be here today to present to you the results of our audit of your December 31, 2021 financial statements. I know you have materials in your agenda packet that we will be referring to. And just as a bit of background, on June 8th of this year, we met with your audit committee and gave a very detailed presentation in regards to the results of our audit, what it is we did and why, the process, et cetera, and then what those deliverables were. So we're, for lack of a better term, we're going to give a somewhat more abbreviated presentation today, and we'll just kind of follow the outline that's included in your materials. And as always, as we go through our presentation today, please feel free to stop and ask any questions or clarification, and hopefully Brooke and or I can answer them for you.
So Andy, just kinda really quick before we get started, Henry, did you want me to share my screen and pull up the agenda?
Please.
Thank you, Brooke.
Yeah.
I'll wait for that to get up, you guys. Perfect. Thank you, Brooke. And you guys can still all hear me okay, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So as you can see, the first bullet point there is what the purpose of an audit is. And I always like to preface any of our presentations with a reminder what it is we do and why. So first and foremost, your organization prepares a set of financial statements that are included in your ACFR, whereby you represent to the users of the financial information contained therein that information is fairly presented in accordance with GAAP or generally accepted accounting principles. It's our responsibility as an independent audit firm to conduct an audit engagement pursuant to our professional standards and render a written report as to whether or not your assertions and representations are in fact accurate. That report accompanies your financial statements and gives the user some assurance that someone outside your organization has, for lack of a better term, blessed these financial statements as well. At the conclusion of the presentation, I'll go over the deliverables, but before we get to that point, I wanted to turn it over to Brooke to briefly go through the audit process, what it is we do and why and when, and talk about the main areas that we focus on and why. And so, Brooke, I'll turn it over to you, please. Brooke, are you there?
She may be on mute. I can't tell from my screen. She may be frozen.
Sorry. Give me 1 second. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
And now, yes.
All right. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I'll be going over the audit process. Just a brief summary. As Andy mentioned, we do meet with the audit committee prior to the audit starting, and we go through our audit process in detail. So I'll just be giving you a quick summary. Our audit process begins with our timeline coordination. We do this in the December of the previous year. We start to reach out to members of SACERA management and discuss the dates of the audit, critical dates going forward. And we do try to remain consistent annually so that the audit goes smoothly. This year, Sisera's audit was scheduled over 3 weeks, one for our interim procedures and two for final field work. Interim was scheduled for the week of March 14th, and then final field work was scheduled for the weeks of April 25th and May 2nd. Similar to prior year, we completed our audit remotely. In order to do this, we use our secure website portal to share information. And then we also use a VPN connection to access the Sisera benefit and documentation programs. This allows the audit to go very smoothly. It's a very efficient process. And then item number 2B, audit standards do require that we update our understanding annually of Sisera's internal controls. We update our understanding by starting with our prior year knowledge. We review the prior year CAFR and any planning points we have. We have discussions with management about any new policies and procedures that are in place. And then we also review all your board and committee minutes. This process goes throughout the whole audit in case there's any changes during our field work through the date that we issue our audit opinion. Item 2C is our confirmations with independent third parties. Annually, we send confirmations to various reliable third parties. This includes your custodian, multiple investment managers, participating employers, just to name a few. We use these responses to validate Sisera's records during our field work. Towards the end of the audit, we are also required to correspond with all of your legal service providers. Their response has to be within 10 days of our independent auditor's report. These are the last confirmations to roll in. And this, we review these for anything that has to be disclosed in your financials. Item 2D is interim field work. We conducted interim field work the week of March 14th. During interim field work, we focused on assessing the internal controls environment through our testing of Sisera's controls. We also conduct walkthrough with both management and staff. This is where we review transactions individually to make sure that the transactions are in accordance with the organization's policies and procedures. So first we document that they have the policies and procedures, and then we make sure that you are following them. During this time, we do interviews with board members, management and non-management. We inquire about the knowledge of actual or suspected fraud. This is required by SAS 99. But the majority of this time is spent on performing our participant testing. We recalculate both a sample of member and employer contributions, benefit payments. We also spend time looking at current year decedents, current year terminations of active employees. And so this all this work takes place within about a week amount of time. And then during final field work, we also wrap any outstanding procedures. So final field work is over 2 weeks, the week of April 25th. We call this our setup week. This is the week that we're processing through all the confirmations that we're receiving. We do send confirmations to all your investment managers. So we're logging those in. We're following up for any missing information. And then we start tracing out the balances of your investments. That takes about a week. We have typically 1 to 2 staff working on that. And then the second week, we continue with our substantiation procedures for final field work. We're running analytics. We're tracing out any of your material balances on your financial statements to Sisera provided support or third party provided support. And then at the end of that 2 week period, I usually meet with Henry to go over the status of the engagement and to make sure that we're all on the same page. And once that's done, we begin our review process. Both Andy and myself do an entire review of the engagement. And once Andy is satisfied with the engagement, we hand it over to our technical reviewer or a cold reviewer. And this is an outside partner at the firm that has had no involvement with the engagement. And they run it through what we call a tech review, just to make sure that our audit documentation meets all of our standards and that your ACFR meets all of the required standards. And then our final step is our presentation to you folks. Last Wednesday, we presented to the audit committee. and now we're presenting to you folks today. Section 3 on the agenda is significant audit areas and the scope of audit work. Both of these topics were discussed with the audit committee in detail during our entrance on February 23rd and also the second week of final field work. I do meet with the audit committee and I give them an audit status update of how the audit's going. I won't go into detail, but I did want to remind the board that we do use a risk-based audit approach. This means that we focus the majority of time auditing areas we consider to be more risky. We use our audit software to assist us in this assessment, taking into consideration both qualitative and quantitative attributes. We continue to analyze this assessment throughout the audit until, you know, we're in our wrap-up procedures. I know that was a very brief summary. Does anyone have any questions?
I don't see any hands up, Brooke, and actually the summary nature is fine. I mean, we've all got information in the packet, and I know you had a more robust and substantive dialogue with the audit committee. So I think the level of detail is fine.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to hand it over to Andy to go over the various audit reports that we issue.
Great. Thank you, Brooke. These are really the most important aspects of our engagement, our deliverables, if you will, and what we really want to focus on today in terms of its importance. So I mentioned earlier why we're engaged and the fact that we render an opinion as a result of our audit engagement. As a point of reference, I know Brooke has it on the screen, but within your ACFR, this report is on pages 21 and 22 of the ACFR and pages 38 and 39 of your materials that are included and that have been distributed to the board members. First and foremost, I'm pleased to report that we have issued a unmodified or clean opinion, whereby we do opine that your financial statements are fairly presented in accordance with GAAP in all material respects. That is the highest audit opinion that an independent firm can issue. And as always, your organization should be very pleased and congratulated, if you will, on obtaining those high marks. There's a separate report that's what I oftentimes refer to as a standard or standalone report. This is, by that I mean, it's not the information contained therein is not incorporated into your ACFR. Nonetheless, it's a report that we present to you, particularly as fiduciaries. And so there's three main documents that are included within that report. Again, this is on pages 8 through 16 of your packet, if you will. But Brooke has it up on the screen. But the first report deals with the Statement on Auditing Standards 114. Requirement to provide to you as board members a written report in regards to important issues or aspects of our audit engagement. We focus on whether or not there were any significant audit findings, what the major estimates are, and in particular, the fair value of your financial statements, as well as rates of contribution are utilized to determine your net pension liability. We also have an obligation to report to you whether or not there are any significant audit adjustments that were identified and proposed during the engagement. Were there any disagreements with management? The fact that we obtained management representations, and we are obligated to let you know if in fact there were any consultations with other independent accountants or auditors on any reporting or auditing issues. What I am pleased to report in summary is that this is a very standard report. We do address the main estimates, but for all of the other items that I mentioned, very standard and straightforward, and certainly there were no disagreements with management on any aspect of the audit engagement. So again, high marks for your organization as a result of the issuance of that report. I've talked to this board previously, as well as the audit committee, the standards that we follow our traditional AICPA standards, and the government auditing standards or yellow book standards. Those go above and beyond our traditional audit standards because we are auditing a governmental type entity. And as a result, we have an obligation to render a written report as to whether or not we identified any weaknesses in your internal controls or any instances of noncompliance with laws and regulations, noncompliance with which may have or could have had a material impact on your financial statement. So that's the basis and the reasons for why this report is included in this document. Again, I'm pleased to report that there were no, we did not identify any weaknesses in controls, nor did we identify any instances of non-compliance. So again, clean marks, and again, you are to be congratulated on that. And then finally, we've got what we refer to as our agreed upon conditions report. These are things that we hope we bring to your attention that can make you a more efficient organization. They certainly had no impact on the results of our audit, our opinions, and or various reports that we've previously addressed. But nonetheless, we bring those to your attention, and we have an obligation to follow up on any prior year items that we did identify. So as you can see from the last page of that document, there were no current year agreed upon conditions that we proposed or issued. And in regards to the one prior year comment that we did have, appropriate corrective action was taken, and we did not find a repeat, if you will, finding. So again, congratulations on no findings in the current year and taking appropriate corrective action. So those are really the main deliverables that I wanted to focus on. And I think we've hit the end of our outline and agenda for our presentation. So at this point in time, we'll open it up to any questions or comments that the board may have.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Great report. I know we're all pleased, and I know the audit committee was pleased. Are there any comments or questions for Andy or Brooke regarding the audit?
I might just comment on behalf of the audit committee that Andy and Brooke did a wonderful job of my presentation, scheduled presentation later in our agenda. So I won't repeat what we've just heard. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, John.
I'd like to add just a quick comment that besides the formal official deliverable of the audit opinion, I really take an opportunity to sit down with Brooke and Andy and their team to examine any of the best practices that we can do to apply. It's a continuous moving process. There's a lot of moving parts. When the audit starts, what information they need, how to obtain that, what's the most efficient, practical manner, and also the information. I know it's dated as of December, but we're always seeking efforts to make reporting timely and relevant for outside vendors, the public, anybody involved. And the other little piece that we do is that the ACFR gets summarized in a brochure type document called a popular annual financial report that gets distributed to the members as well. That'll be in the works here in a few days. So thank you, Andy. Thank you, Brooke. I just want to share that to the board.
Excellent. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you, Henry.
So any further comments? I'm not seeing any hands, which is usually a sign that everybody is more than satisfied and pleased with the outcome. So Andy and Brooke, thank you very much. Henry, thank you. Congratulations to everybody all around. Gail, a noteworthy achievement that shouldn't be overlooked because it's not the experience of every public agency that I know. So I'm pleased that we've had this kind of clean bill of health. All right. Thank you all. Mm-hmm. Andy, Brooke, take care. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Have a great one.
Thank you all. You too.
Stay cool in Bakersfield or wherever you may be.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right.